Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
One of the best things to happen to me in this show, about 21 years ago, a little over 21 years ago, I was just starting to do the show, and I had a group. I was able to plug into a group of people who were putting themselves out there to be available, and a bunch of different folks that are members of our Brain Trust now are on that list. But one of them, and I'm very happy to tell you, was Barbara Weltman. Barbara, I still remember finding you. Before I go any further, hey Barbara, happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, back at you.
21 years. How about that? This week.
No, not really.
Yeah. And so it was 1998, folks. It was actually March 30th, 1998, when Barbara was on the show the first time, and she has been such a supporter of all the things that we do ever since. Barbara, we appreciate you very much around here.
Well, congratulations to you for all these fantastic years and all the great guests you've had and the information you've shared.
We've had some fun, haven't we?
And that too.
BarbaraWeltman.com, folks, is the website. It's a powerful website.
Big Ideas for Small Business.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. You've morphed into that. See, we've known each other so long. I'm having to keep up with new websites. Big Ideas for Small Business.com. Is that right?
That is right.
All right, so check it out, and you can find all of our books there, including Smooth Failing. That's another one of our great books. Barbara, let's talk about the new overtime rules that you've been working on research on. Tell us about it.
Sure. So about a month ago, the Department of Labor, the U.S. Department of Labor, issued a proposed rule that would raise the wage salary threshold at which an employee would have to be paid overtime for working more than 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are certain other rules involved there. But basically, what the current rule is $455 a week. The new rule would be $679 a week.
But so if they're salaried and they make those rates, is this for salaried
right.
people?
This is for salaried people.
So if they make, so they're raising the limit on what you pay overtime for.
Right. In round numbers, about $35,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
versus the approximately $24,000 under mm-hmm. the current rule.
Mm-hmm.
But this is considerably lower than what the Obama era
oh, yeah.
rule change would have done.
Theirs was $10,000 more than that, wasn't it?
It was $47,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but the bottom line, we're going to have a new rule. It's going to go into effect. They're asking for comments on the proposed rule, so the exact time it's going to go into effect later this year is I can't say. But I think that you have to really factor in what this is going to do for your payroll overall. Because clearly you're going to have to look at your employees, who's impacted, and what this is going to do.
Barbara, I don't think it's going to be as big a deal. You know why? I think most of the people I know had already made the adjustment back when it was official, but until it became unofficial in the Obama administration. A lot of people had already made the adjustment.
That's true for some, but there are people that are brand new in business
and
haven't even thought about this before.
So, folks, what we're talking about, the law previously was around in the 20s, 24,000 or so, that if somebody was on salary at that level, even at that level, you didn't have to pay them overtime. And I always thought that was wrong, Barbara. I never thought it was right. I always thought that number was probably too low. The problem I had with the Obama administration's plan was to shove it down our throats all that much of a jump all at once. That's the problem I had with it. What do you think?
Well, that's for sure. And another thing I think that, which I think is a good thing, is that the new rule does include periodic increases and reviews,
mm-hmm.
so that we're not going to have this situation going forward.
Is it? Can
we
still
will
have
adjust?
Can you still have comp time? Because, you know, I mean.
No. You know what? That's one of those things that comp time is not permissible, basically.
Well,
I think you have to pay overtime, period. Yeah,
see, I think that's wrong. That hurts small businesses because, you know, I can see where a lot of small businesses, they have cyclical business. They work really hard 1 month, and the next month it's not so much. And everybody kind of evens it out. You keep up with it. And I don't know any small businesses that don't treat their people fairly. I'm not saying there aren't out there. But, I mean, in small business, the employer and the employees, they basically worked it out, I think. What do you think?
And I think that we have to also consider that we're in this unbelievably tight job market. I was at a convention, yeah. And I asked for a show of hands how many people are looking to hire and are having trouble finding people or keeping people. And
100%.
Almost every hand
oh, yeah, 100%.
In the room went up. So.
Yeah.
So aside from whatever the numbers are here, mm-hmm. We're going to have to be more competitive with larger companies if we want to retain the good workers we have and to be able to expand our payroll.
The main point, folks, of this segment is be sure to realize that the Obama era overtime rules have not prevailed. But there is a new rule that's going to be somewhere between the old rule and the new rule. Is that a fair way to summarize it?
An excellent characterization.
And it's what? And do you know the number? It's 36,000.
The new number is going to be 35,308.
308. Okay.
Per year.
Who comes up with these numbers, Barb? I don't get it. But
well, $679 a week.
I know, but who comes up with 679? I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what this. Anyway, who knows? But that's the good news. And Barbara, this is where it should have been to begin with. Good big ideas for smallbusiness.com. That's Barbara's website. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more taxes. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.